Blog we Talk have. Radio.
And just stop already. All right. And what God has been doing, Dr. Barclay said this morning when he was home, he was at his home preaching today. And he said this morning, he said, I have been praying for God to draw a line in the sand where right is going to be right and wrong is going to be wrong. And everybody's got to pick a side. No, no more of this gray, no more playing in the middle.
Yeah.
And we're there. And I'm shocked at who's coming up on the wrong side of the...
Sorting the goats and the sheep.
Sorting the goats and the sheep. We'll talk about that a little bit today. But I just keep saying this. Make sure you're on the side of the sheep. Amen. Amen. Don't be a goat nation. It is your choice.
Scary place to be.
It is your choice. Where you want to be, nobody on the face of this earth can make you be where you don't want to be. Nobody, 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 nobody. And so I encourage you that you very, very specifically get on the right side. Maybe that ought to be one of our mottos. Get on the right side. Stay on the right side. And pray for the right side.
Amen.
I like it. Somebody make me a pen, a shirt, a hat, and a cup. Get on the right side, stay on the right side, and pray for the right side. Because
support the right side. Oh my goodness.
Goodness sakes alive. The other side is so perverse. It's good that they decided to go that way because that gives us the ability to truly say, now, wait a minute. All you got to look at is the perversion. You don't have to worry about policy. If you look at their, you don't have to worry about the specific politics. Say again?
You're not sending shares, are you?
No.
Oh.
Did you send shares? All right.
But then I wanted to make sure we weren't talking.
If we get a double share sent, they'll just know that we love them. Anyways, you and I are now in a point in history where we get to watch this play out, and I encourage you, you know, don't end up on the wrong. I don't encourage you. I beckon you. I beg you. I command you. I beseech you. I implore you. I don't know what a stronger word can be to that you get on the right side. Those of you that are in foreign nations that listen to us, of course, you guys have understood for years the effect of America being righteous. You know it way beyond what we know it here in America. And you know the adverse effect it has on the whole world when America is not righteous. It affects the whole world when America is not righteous. And,
oh my goodness. Yeah.
You know, thank God that God has established us as a righteous nation. It's up to you and I now as stewards to maintain it as a righteous nation. It won't just stay righteous just because that's our heart's desire. It's only going to be righteous because you and I stand in the gap, make up the hedge, do the spiritual work in the heavenly places, and watch things really truly come to pass as we speak them every single day. And that's just my initial statement this morning that I'm going to make. Of course, you know, we're going to speak a lot more about this by the end of the program. But today's topic is the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord. This is a prophetic statement that comes to us from one of the most famous prophets of all. And most people can't even say his name. Habakkuk, Tobago, what is your name? Habakkuk.
Habakkuk.
Habakkuk. Depends whether you were trained in phonics or you just learned, just speak words. So we want to say welcome to everybody, and God will help us get moving. Now, this program that we have right here is called 1 Hour of Faith, where we come on here and we teach you the principles of faith that are the most solid, basic foundation of the Word of God on faith. Because the Holy Spirit said to the Apostle John, this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. And he didn't say our church. Did you notice that? Mm-hmm. He didn't say my pastor.
Amen. Amen.
He didn't say my Bible college. He said, stop it. Didn't need to do that last action at all. But thank you, Jesus. The undo button. There it is. So, welcome, welcome, welcome. As you can hear, Sister Leanne is with me today.
Yay.
Everybody give the Lord a great big
so
shout of praise. And as you can see, we're back here tonight, today in the house where there's no interruption. We'll be back out there in the public soon where people can be a part of what we're doing. And those of you in Williston that know us and have learned, you clicked on our, liked our pages, whatever, come on out. Shoot us a text. We'll give you the address. You're welcome. Come by and see us right here at the house. This is 1 Hour of Faith.
You know.
Go ahead.
This is just a passing thought. I was thinking we should have gone to the park today and done a program for the park. We haven't done an outside driving around program in so long, and it's so beautiful there. And
well,
who knows, a buffalo may come strolling up while we're...
Can you get buffalo saved?
Yeah.
They seem to stick with their old nature.
Yes, they do.
There's many of them that we would like to discipline for the way they treat each other, but it seems to be...
They don't go for spanking much. Just
it seems to be the buffalo nature, and they don't seem to get the revelation. Now, we're going to start with prayer, and I'm going to get right to the Word, and we'll be getting this finished today in an hour.
Amen.
Well... You know, the revelation of it is, as soon as you get into the Word of God,
yeah,
every word explodes another word. You get people like Brother Copeland and Norville Hayes. I mean, Terry Mize said, don't worry, the longest sermon I ever preached was just 10 hours. It wasn't like Jesus for 3 days. And he said, don't worry. No one's ever fallen out of the third story window to the ground. All right. You know, but he's probably had enough sense to say, hey, get everybody out of the windows. We're not going to repeat the book of Acts. Okay. But what happens when we come together, the Word of God begins to take on a whole new revelation, a whole new revelation. And certainly, every verse I'm going to say this morning has already been said. And by us, maybe 50 times. But what happens when we sit down in front of the Word like this is that all of a sudden, that word and that word and, oh, and that one too and that one, and all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit begins to connect. I've heard a lot of people say, Pastor, you're just so wise. Well, I have learned to listen to the Holy Spirit. And you can call me wise for that. But this isn't because of the depth of wisdom, because I'm some amazing spiritual guru. Now you're worshiping me. Don't do that. Worship the God who is inside of me. And ready, what Paul said in Hebrews? Follow those who through faith and patience inherit the promise. What did he say? Imitate those. So how do you imitate me? Learn to hear and flow with the Holy Spirit of God in every part of your life. And always have him on tap, ready to grab the Holy Spirit at any moment and put him all over somebody. And it'll be a blessing to you. Ready? Are all the platforms going?
Yep.
All right. Welcome, 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 welcome all around the world. Here we go. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, here we are again today. We are presenting ourselves as children of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, to receive from you today, to receive from you today. We shut down our natural man's resistance to the word of God. We shut down old religious confusions to the word of God. We shut down the draw of the world. I got to go do this. I got to go do that. This needs to get done. Got to mow the carpet and sweep the grass and do the dishes. No, we shut it down. And we say, mind, be at ease, be at peace. Receive the engrafted word of God that is able to save my soul and cause me that I will be able to stand before God, my whole spirit, soul, and body, be preserved blameless to the coming of the Son of Man. We pray this now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen and amen and amen. Today, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' mighty name. Turn with me now to the book of Habakkuk. Let's get this guy turned down a little bit. Turn with me now to the book of Habakkuk, or Habakkuk, depending if you put your accent on the right syllable. Now, I like that, because if you don't know where Brother Habakkuk's book is, the cool thing to do about the church, and church scholars have always made sure that in the Bible, they put in a really, really, really good index that tells you exactly where to go. And you know what? There's no shame in going to the index and actually find out what page it's into. Every single one of us had to do that at some point in our life. And I'll tell you that there's been certain points in my ministry at different times when I was just really focused on the New Testament, not New Testament. We were in Paul and Jesus, Paul and Jesus, Paul and Jesus, Paul and Jesus, Paul and Jesus. I would call for an Old Testament prophet. I would have to say, wait a minute. Matthew, or wait, Psalms, Proverbs, I'd have to go back and speak it myself, because I hadn't been there in a while. But don't be ashamed. 2 + 2 = 4. 4 + 4 = 8. Anyways. Okay. And we're going to chapter 2. And there's so much in chapter 2. But in order to stay focused on my 1 hour of faith, we got to go down here to Habakkuk 2, 12 through 14. Habakkuk 2, 12 through 14. We get a stern warning and a beautiful statement from God. 12 says, woe to him who builds a town with bloodshed.
Wow.
Yeah, don't do that.
Wow.
We got cities that are like that right now. Think about some of these cities that have set out wipe out the whole population with their abortion process.
I was going to say, yeah.
That speaks to them right now.
Abortion, yeah.
Who establishes a city by iniquity. New York City, Detroit, Atlanta, Chicago. This is what you don't realize, all those big cities in those cities that are speaking, God have mercy on this city, and their prayer for mercy is is going to bring your actions, and you're going to reap that seed, and you ain't going to like that. So I encourage you, turn from your way. Verse 13, behold, is it not of the Lord of hosts that people labor to feed the fire, and nations weary themselves in vain? And that's a, see, there's one of those that I haven't read in a while. And now you're going to hear me speaking in verses every time now. Sorry, that's how it works. Look at, well, look what God said about these cities filled in bloodshed and iniquity. For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. God didn't say that his word isn't going to be among the earth. God said the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. You don't have a sea without water. And you don't have an earth without the word of God. I'm going to read these three verses again because it kills me. Woe to him who builds a town on bloodshed. Woe to him who establishes a city by iniquity. Behold, it is not of the Lord of hosts the people's labor to feed that fire. It is not of the Lord for you wicked people to weary yourself in vain about this nation, the United States of America. We are one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And you know what? We saw a video last night of Brady absolutely using God's name in vain and
my
cursing
goodness.
The Bible and cursing Christians.
Yep. Horrible.
When I shut the video off and said, Father, is she going to heaven or hell? I pray for her salvation or her judgment. Why would you pray that? Well, my first statement is, well, reap those words you just said. Yeah. And yet, the Apostle Paul is in the name of God, so you can't just curse everybody that you hear flapping
but
their
lips. She was actually cursing God.
She was cursing God.
Yeah.
And she was cursing the Bible. And I just want to know about those people who do that. A face-to-face with God Almighty, and then judgment for your actions. Because it's a bit, and it's going to go all around the whole world. It's going to go all around the whole world. And she said, I don't care about God. I don't care about your Bible. Stop telling me about it. Well, the only problem is this nation was founded on the word of God, and we, the believers, are going to take it back. If you don't like it, then you leave and go to a nation that's not about God.
Let's just send her eating.
Doesn't matter. You go find a nation that's not about God out of there and see how long it'll be before you say, wait, you know, I might have to go back to the nation where God is the Lord, because there does seem to be liberty and justice for all and peace. Kathy Angaroni, welcome. It's good to be with us here this morning.
Hi, Kathy Angaroni. I can't hear you, but hi.
The Zoom room is open. If you want to stop on by, no dogs or cookies. Black coffee. I'm stuck in those verses. You ready?
Yep.
I'm reading all three verses, no stuck.
All right.
Habakkuk chapter 2, 12. Woe to him who builds a town with bloodshed, establishes a city by iniquity. It's not of the Lord of hosts that the people's labors to feed that fire, and nations bury themselves in vain. For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Now, go with Isaiah chapter 60, and we'll just build this a little bit. Isaiah chapter 60. Come on, Paige. I'm going to have to see some bigger bookmarks here. Isaiah chapter 6, arise and shine, your light is risen. It's verses 1 through 5. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Arise, shine, the light of God Almighty has come, and his glory will be seen upon us. The Gentiles shall come to your light. Those of this world will be drawn to your light. Kings, to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around you and see. They all gather together, and they come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be nursed at your side. Verse 5, then you shall see and become radiant, and your heart shall swell with joy, because the abundance of the sea is turned to you. The wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you. And
I receive it.
I like to read the whole chapter every time I go there. I just don't, you don't have enough time. I'll stay as long as it takes to read all the chapters. Isaiah 61, and this is verses 1 and 2, and then 6 and 7, 1 and 2 and 6 and 7. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the good tidings to the poor. The first place we're supposed to preach is the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted. He sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives. He sent me to cause the opening of prison to those who are bound, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. That's where Jesus stopped. And then it says, to proclaim the day of vengeance of our God. Listen, there's a whole bunch of you that's like, yes, you pray that there's like this. To never speak about the vengeance of God doesn't mean it's not in this book. The very foundation of God's throne is justice, and justice is not justice until recompense comes for the workers of iniquity and what they've done wrong.
And you don't want it to be upon you when you think.
And you don't
there.
Want it to be upon you when it happens. And think about it: the children of Israel have 400 years of back wages, and one day. They were repaid for 400 years of back wages in their life. Now, all of a sudden, you and I look at it and say, well, something a little bit bigger and a little bit broader and a little bit wider and a little bit deeper than what I might be understanding. It's okay. I am willing to come to the revelation of who Almighty God is in my life. And thank God for that. The one, we didn't finish. I got 6 and 7. But you shall name the priest of the Lord. Who? You. But you shall be named the priest of the Lord.
Wow.
Say this, I am a priest of the Lord.
I'm a priest of the Lord.
Well, you are, and I've been teaching you that. It's taking you a little while to get it, but you know, hang in there. Revelation chapter 1, verse 5 and 6. Go. We go here all the time, but these are very basic foundations of our faith. And my place as your pastor is just, what are you doing? I'm not beating you up. I'm pounding this stuff down in. You ever try to put a stake in the ground that's going to be a foundation stake? You got to drive that in the ground. And sometimes you hit a rock and you got to pound it a few times. The rock will move out of the way. And then you come down to drive out. I think of the story of my friend, a very interesting man of God, very, very interesting man of God, who got born again and just decided, I've lived a life of wrong against God my whole life. I am going to change myself now. And he said, Lord, what should I do? And God said, go to Africa and drill water wells. The guy's not a missionary, he's a roofer.
Wow.
His business was to follow these bad storms that come in and re-roof people's houses. And he said, I don't even know where to go. Well, then he met somebody, they knew somebody, and one of his friends went there. And he said, first well that he went and paid for in Africa, he said he got there and they had to walk a mile. The women had to walk a mile with a pot on their head. No water, and it was downhill. So when they turned around, they had to walk uphill with that pot of water on their head. And just the water was wells in there and nobody can get water. And he said to him, and if you do, I will turn and believe in your God.
Wow.
And he said, I paid 4 Africans to dig a hole 4 by 4, 4 feet wide by 4 feet wide. And the Africans built a tripod, had a rope and a bucket. They dug down in the hole, put it in the bucket. Somebody up top pulled the bucket up, emptied the bucket, filling their well. Okay. They got down there, rock. And the doctor said, see, you might as well give up. Nobody's ever done it. And he's like, well, I didn't come here to give up. I came to get your water.
Yeah.
So they blasted it out of the way. They kept digging. And they had another vein run. And they blasted it out of the way. And the doctor said, you'll never make it. These guys were not even giant in the faith. These men say, no, this village needs water. We're going to get them water. 8 feet deep.
Oh, my goodness.
These guys are in a hole 4 feet wide by 4 feet wide, 80 feet deep. All of a sudden, one of them yells, we're coming up. Because here comes some water up out of that hole. And they got out of there, but the water, they hit that fountain of water down there. And it
filled. Can you imagine how exciting that was? Oh, my goodness.
Now, that's pure, clean water.
Yeah.
And what he said is, we learned right then, you better have a plan immediately to cap that well and put a cement lid over it. So that it's so heavy, nobody can lift it. So that
witch doctor
don't throw an animal down in there and contaminate that water and prove his own. And he didn't change. He moved away.
He moved away.
I believe that
he drove him right out.
They put a cement lid on top of that thing, put a pipe in it, the thing on it, and now the people have water. Why are you saying that? Because this is our responsibility. Jesus never drilled a water well. Jesus never had an orphan Bible college. Just had evangelists crusade. But all of those duties and tasks belong to you and I, because he said, all powers can be, go ye into all the world and make disciples. That's the process of making disciples. That's what the community of faith is all about. Now, we're very evangelistic in the fact that we pray the prayer of salvation with people every single time we're here.
Yeah.
Very specifically. It's not a, prayer of salvation. We are very serious about praying the prayer of salvation with you. We'll stop any program and get you born again immediately. Mm-hmm. However, we know our place is to get you established in foundation principles of God's holy word. And that's what we are. Now, I told my story. And I need to go back and grab this verse I was just at, because that verse was important. Isaiah 61, verse 6. You shall be named the priest of the Lord. I'll come back to Revelation. Sunday guys are welcome. Love you. I'm in Isaiah 61, 6. You shall be named the priest of the Lord. They shall call you the servants of our God. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in the glory of us. That 2 chapters in old, God said you're going to eat the riches of the Gentiles.
Wow.
Why do people fight that? I don't get it. I'll read the Bible. Instead of your shame, you shall have double honor. Well, Pastor, I just don't want to be honored at all. That's just wrong. Okay. Call God wrong. I've had shame in my life. I want you and I to have double honor that God wants us to, because that's what causes earth to be filled with the knowledge of the Lord and the glory of God, and it's going to cover the seas.
Amen. Good morning, Rebecca.
In their land, they'll possess, and you will know who you are. You will know why you're here. Now, Revelation 1, 5 and 6. This is the statement where Jesus told, John tells by the Holy Spirit of God, Jesus Christ, faithful witness. the firstborn from the dead, the ruler over the kings of the earth. Well, he's not just talking about king of Kenya. He's talking about you and I. Our kings on this, to him who loved us, washed us from our sins and in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to our God. You might say on the inside, but I don't feel like
I was going to say God is that side of the no.
I feel like a king. I don't. That's because the church said you just sing, Father and Lord, we all bow. No, go right now. You don't need to wait for farther along in the sweet by and a pie in the sky. That's one of my favorite songs. That song keeps you broke. That song keeps you down. That song keeps you fear. That song keeps you thinking that God ain't going to do it for you.
That is so true, though, singing those words and what has bound people.
What does it say? Well, someday in the future, God's going to help me. This will always happen. One person somewhere in every day has just listened to that song. But I want you to know that. I don't know who you are, so if you don't say anything that it's your favorite song, nobody will know. Wait, I can sing every part of the harmony of that song.
Please don't.
I want you to hear what I'm saying. I can sing the lead, I can sing the alto, I can sing the tenor, and I can sing the bass. If anybody knows that song, I sang it in front of people, ensembles, sang it in congregations. I have sung the song. I know the song. And I know what it does to your human spiritual nature. Well, someday in the future, Jesus, please help me somewhere. He's like, I'm on your right
now.
Amen. Amen. I rebuke a bit of that. Why? Because he said, you are the restraining force. Somewhere down the road never comes.
Yeah.
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says, Now faith is. Not somewhere down the road. Yeah, but Pastor, what if I say now and it doesn't happen? Keep saying now till now manifests.
It does happen. Yeah, it
does. I might say that the other night when we were listening to talk about praying for that baby.
Yeah.
They handed him never dead. The baby handed him a dead baby. Handed him a dead baby. And he said, darling, you're going to live and not die. Ready? 12 hours later, he's still walking around in the crusade tent, which he had, saying, I must keep the covenant to you. Well, Brother Copeland always said, it's our bat, it's our ball, it's our field, and we till we win.
Amen.
He finally said, you know, this is my Bible, not yours. This is my ministry, not yours. I have spiritual authority here, and I know I do. And it is time for you to leave. When? No. You leave now. You see, what now causes us to do? Now causes us, after growing up in faith and commitment, I spoke right from the best. Then God's word is true. When I speak it, it's going to come fast. Well, there's only one way that it's ever going to start to get strength in your life, and that is you got to start someday saying now is the time of salvation.
Hallelujah.
And see that first verse we read in Habakkuk chapter 2 says, the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. It didn't say everybody in the earth is going to receive it. It says the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. Take the word of God from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle and every place in between. Well, I never heard Dr. Barclay make them statements. I didn't hear the pastors I know in Michigan. I didn't hear God say that things to them. Why? Because God has no different than every pastor says. But aren't you glad, Brother Copeland learned? Why? Because you can literally hear the word of God from Brother Copeland from the top of the world to the bottom, all the way around the middle and every place in between. And when Brother Copeland has a crusade convention, he reads up the list of names. There'll be 90, there'll be 100 nations of the world that'll be listening to him at the very time it's live.
Wow.
I'm not glorifying Brother Copeland. Don't glorify him ever, not me or anybody. Thank God the man listened.
Thank God.
Listen.
And was obedient.
How many other men have God said this to that didn't get it done? You and I might look at Brother Colvin and say that he's the greatest voice of the whole earth. Guys, doesn't even have a million partners yet. 0.8 billion people on this earth. What has Brother Colvin even been able to accomplish? Barely scratching the surface.
Mm-hmm.
Of what is available to reach. Listen, there needs to be a Brother Copeland in India. There needs to be a Brother Copeland in Pakistan. There needs to be a Brother Copeland in the 10-30 window that speaks only that language. There needs to be Sam Cottle in every little village of the world saying, give me Facebook Live, YouTube Live, Blog Talk Radio, and I'm going to reach my whole place. Why? Because I want my name lifted up? What do I got? I'm a human. No. Habakkuk 13. The earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea and as you and I do our duties. And my duty includes you doing your duty in your city and coming back and give us a testimony. Wow, did you see what God's doing in Lansing right now? No, Sister Rebecca. What God just did. I mean, think about Rebecca. She's the capital city.
Yeah.
Oh, if anybody goes to the capital steps and takes communion, it'll be her. Go there and pour your grape juice on the steps every single day.
Yeah, there you go.
Why? Yeah,
building your group of communion.
Why? Because God wants to use you and me. It's only we who decide to sit down and do nothing.
Yeah.
I think about Brother Dan. Everybody goes in that semi. I speak the glory of the Lord. You don't have to get out and have a crusade there. I speak the glory of the Lord. Father, bless everybody on that accent. Help every pastor in this town.
Yeah.
What are you doing? You are speaking the glory of the Lord, the power of God, and you're being a preacher of the gospel, and you didn't even, it didn't cost you one. You didn't have to have one building. You didn't have to have tea and water. You didn't have to have cookies. You didn't have to have chairs. You didn't have to set up a mic or nothing. What did you do? Just using who you are everywhere you go, speaking life, life more abundantly.
Yeah.
Everything you do. And
yeah, because you think how many, how many negative words people speak all day, every day, and we have to overcome those words, words of God.
Gotcha. Yeah. You keep talking.
Yeah.
And I pray in tongues for a little bit until I get my tongue back.
And even if it's like Pastor said, everywhere you go, all the way to the store, you speak life, mm-hmm. Jesus, speak mm-hmm. Jesus in that one song that Chad DeGale sings.
Mm-hmm.
Speak Jesus from the mountains, Jesus from the streets. Do that everywhere you go to overcome these wrong words that people put out there.
And we say this to guys all the time, but we do this.
We do it, yeah.
We do it. All over the city. We go to every city where we go. We were in Bismarck driving those 2 weekends in a row over there learning what Dash is all about. And then when I got to realize, wait, we're here putting the word of God in the city of Bismarck. What do? We do is we drive, we go to that side. the city, and then that side, and then that side, and then this side, and we get paid the whole time we do it.
Yeah, and all the way to Michigan and back.
Everywhere we go, we speak life. We were at Sister Francetta's there in Jackson for all that time. We not only spoke life in Francetta's home, in that bedroom where Brother Michael's living now, we spoke life there. And Michael, you're receiving that benefit of that. But we spoke life in Jackson, Michigan. That's where the Jackson prison is, one of the worst prisons in the state of Michigan.
Yeah.
And famous for the prison.
Yep, one end to the other.
Sister Land took food to the Jackson prison. We blessed it that way in the door.
Yeah.
Because everywhere you go, you are one example of the word of God, the way of God, the things of God. You know, look at this thing, and I know people get all freaked out. They're like, well, I'm just not like you, Pam. Well, don't be like me. Be like you, but do something. But think about it. You can go to any large city, get in your car, and take DoorDash to people's doors. You don't have to be crazy about it. Learn how to do it. And God will take you from this side to that side, to the bottom, to the north, to the south, the east, the west, the whole city. And if you pray all day long, God will pay you to pray over your city all day long. You'll get paid to do that.
And you get to pray over all of the food that you're putting into people's homes. That's great.
Hey, you're home today, so I'm going to keep you a little more than you can. Wait. What does God want you to do? Cast out demons, heal the sick, raise the dead, freely you have received, forgive. That's what God wants every human to do. That's your call. Now, what do you want to do? Because he is the one who gives you the desires of your heart.
Yeah.
What makes you go? Well, then do that. And while you do it, cast out demons, heal the sick, raise the dead, freely you have received. Steve, freely give. That's what we all do everywhere we go and everything. Hey, Pastor, don't I have to have a call of God? Yes. Cast out demons, heal the sick, raise the dead, freely you have received, freely give. That is your call. That's everybody's call.
And as you move in what's in front of you, God will start extending it on your way. You you're laying hands on them, pray silently over them, you know, hold them, let them feel the love of Jesus in you.
If that
will open a new door.
If it's in your heart, if it's in your heart to take care of children, then step up. So then, Lord, get me a building. I take care of a bunch of children. My sister, my next older sister, 1 year older than me, Becca. God, her whole life. I went to Bible college and said, nah, this isn't where I belong. Went home and went to school in university to become a teacher.
Oh, yeah.
All right. And got her teacher degree and then couldn't get a job anywhere. She could seem to land assistant, you know, what do you call them? Assistant teachers.
It is teacher's assistant.
No, it's not teacher's assistant. That's all I can bet. All over the state trying to do teaching. Finally just said, you know what? The community I live in has nothing for children. And they're an empty school building. And she went to him and said, could I rent one room from you in a daycare? And they're like, well, it's a school building. That'd be appropriate. They rented her a room. Immediately, the guy that was in charge of the building said, I like you and I like what you're doing. You need another one. You know what she just posted in our family the other day?
What?
They've come to me and said, would you like the whole building? Now, Sister Ann and I have been praying for her to have the whole building. I don't know her expressed to her. When she wrote the message to us the other day, you know what she said? And just like Ann's been saying, I get the whole building. And I realized God didn't just say it to me. God said it to my mother, and he actually called her and prophesied it to her.
Wow.
So I put in there, that's what I've been saying all. Matter of fact, I said it even bigger. I said, and Lord, give me money so I can buy the building and say, hey, look at here. I want to be a part of what you're doing. You see, what happens to people is they're like, I don't know. I just don't know. What's it I want you to do? I don't know. I don't know what I should do for Jesus. What you should do for Jesus is go do what's in your heart to help people and then cast out demons, heal the sick, raise the dead, freely you have received, freely give. Now, let me make sure I say this. Because this verse we just read said he made kings and priests to God. It does not say he elevated us to a place where the devil will never attack us.
No.
The farther up we go in the kingdom of heaven, the more the attacks come. But this is how it works. The farther you go up in the kingdom, the more you understand his attacks don't mean nothing.
Amen. Just the devil and he loves
you. Don't, shut up, you stupid devil. Resist
the
devil,
Kathy,
and he will flee. There ain't a single one of us ever that's going to be on a free ride. The devil doesn't bother. You might say, yeah, but the devil doesn't bother too. Oh, he camps his thing right outside the door here trying to get to do it. We just walk out and say, less coming in, less going out. I don't care what you thought you were going to do. We are blessed in God Almighty. That's how that is. What happens is we get knowledge of the glory of the word of God. Even Jesus himself, the devil came to. And when
he came,
let's just turn Matthew chapter 3. Let's just turn there. How much time have I got? No, I do have time. Matthew chapter 3. It's not chapter 3. I don't know why you told me to go there. It's chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4. And it's 1 through 11. I've been wanting to open something. Kids like joy, a respite home. Parents need a break.
That is awesome.
And now think about you, Kathy. And not only would you be home a respite, but when they come in the building.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
You got hands. And you can lay your hand on and say, and I declare in the mighty name of Jesus, you foul spirit of infirmity, your power is broken. And they walk through the door, your house from God, that spirit of infirmity would immediately have to begin to release. And it wouldn't be long. It would take you a little bit to exercise your authority and stand in that authority. But it won't be long. And yet you'll be the place where they come from miles around to bring the kids so it can be free.
Yeah. Father, we ask right now on behalf of Kathy Anger. Tony, you know you have put the desire in her heart, and we stand in agreement with her right now, Father. Start putting this in order. Set these things in order for her and open the doors that need to be opened and bring everyone to her path to help her bring this together. In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name. That's exactly how it happens. That's exactly how this.
Yeah.
Run out, do something, and watch what it does. Because God will bring to you people who want to do the same thing, but they won't be governmental people. Get out, stay out of the government.
Yeah.
Stay out of them. Find men and women of God. You find a man and woman of God that is already experienced and casting this demon out right there in your own community. And you get them to be a part of it with you.
Yes. This will be wonderful, Kathy. Ah, I'm so excited. I feel excitement for you already.
Now.
Hallelujah. No government allowed. Amen.
Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. The joy of the Lord is welling up in you.
Yep.
And it's probably tears. It'll probably be a flood of emotion. As you begin to let this desire out, and now you trust the Son of God, that desire, the God placed on the inside of you begins to manifest, come forth. You got a solid base of believers and a solid line of faith here. All of us will put our faith with you. All of us will stand together alongside of you.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be a part of what you're doing. And what does that do? That gives everybody else the ability to see God work, not just in me. It is just it is unjust for the whole world to see one man of God, God work for him and nobody else. That is not God. That is not God. The Holy Spirit Conference this week. We all see Dr. Barkley, my man of God, changing the world. And we show up, where are we at? Palm Coast, Florida. And here's a young man that's a part of Dr. Barkley's ministry, supports him, does everything. And that man's ministry is going, flowing, exploding, happening there in Palm Coast, Florida. And it's the man of God who's helped us get there. But it ain't about that man of God. It's about the work that Almighty God is doing. Yes. And we saw it in the Father, and then we saw it in the Son. Now we get to have it in the grandson. We saw it in the great-grandfather, Brother Summer. We saw it in Dr. Barkley. Now we're seeing it happen to you and me. That's the power. That's why I keep speaking to these men all over the world who are listening to us. If you want to get this that I'm saying, translate it into your nation, if you'll give me a call, or text me, message me. I can help you get this translated, and God will use you to help us get it done. Don't say, I can't do this. Don't say that. Say, God is using me. Jesus' mighty name. All right. Whew. What a day. The earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Will be filled with it. Let's look at this. Matthew chapter 4, verse number 3, the enemy comes and said, "Are the Son of God?" The enemy's always got to have that question, if. Jesus answered if with, "It is written." That's the simple process. You can, I can see it right here. I will not live by bread alone. Then the devil took him up to the high tower. In verse 6, he said, "If," and he spoke, the devil spoke the word. And Jesus said unto him, "It is written." Again, so if was answered by "it is written," and the enemy came and said, "I'm going to give you all the kingdoms of the earth if you will fall down and work and worship me." And Jesus said, "Away with you, Satan. It is if." And Jesus said, "It's written." And then we have "it," and Jesus says, "It's written." And then, verse 11, it says, "And the devil left him." And in one of the other references, it says, "And the devil left him for a whole season." What did Jesus show us? It doesn't matter how many times the enemy shows up in your face, you answer that enemy with, "It is written."
Amen.
It is written. It is, well, guess what? Once we get it, that it is written, then all of a sudden, the enemy's got flee. You know what a flee is? It's like a flee and a free, all in the same. It's a flurry. That's where they got the name over there. I want to give you that word. That is Mark 1:13. Departed from him, and it said to a more opportune time, but I think the King James says, "For a season." The enemy left and it's gone for a whole season. Now, you say, "Pastor, that is what I want to see happen, is that the enemy leaves my life for a whole season."
Yeah.
I guarantee you that's what every one of us wants. But this is what we know.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Thank you, Rebecca. We bless you. I didn't see what you did, but I'm sure it was good.
She said the verses, and I missed them because I was typing.
Rebecca's a good person.
Yeah, thank you.
She's like the Terminator. She's just a person. Being a part of it. Thank you for your faith with us and every one of these people every single day right here in Jesus' mighty name. But some of you got to get the revelation that your ministry is here with us. And to say amen, type it in. It's to add some statements to this. I know they've opposed us taking people's comments down. Let them stop you. Go to YouTube and say the statement. Go on Zoom and make the statement. Go back and like the Roger. Roger's a warrior, man. Keeps going over there to Facebook and making statements. No matter what they say to him, he just keeps going. They can't stop him. And that's part of our ministry, to get that done and to build that part of faith. And that is as important to you to do as it is important for me to come here and do this.
That is, amen.
It's just important. And I might be the commander. No. I am the commander, and I am the pastor, and I am the leader, but it isn't all about me. It's about us. I see it more than ever. I can't do this all by myself. My life, your personal life, is not dependent on what you have the ability to do. Every one of our personal lives is dependent on the amount of faith we have in life, is dependent on our life and faith in God. And yet, you know, you have to get past that whole point and learn all that and everything. But I meant to you right now, as we continually move forward, now that our place is standing with one another and we see it, we'll also end at the Yeroni.
Yeah.
Our time,
yeah.
Our talent, and the treasure. We might never be here to mow the grass. In the realm of the Spirit, we're taking you in. Taking you in. So Lisa and everything I do, we're taking her in. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's who we are. Let's move. Let's get up and let's go in. And let's take the land. That be something. That might have showed you something out that you're doing. Maybe you're one of those in the background that's a finance system and you keep pouring the money to it. Well, then flow in that anointing, because you'll be one of the wealthiest people around. You'll put money into water wells. You'll put money into orphanages.
Yeah,
you'll put money into and money into. And every one of us will go, why? Because the wealth of Gentiles is brought to you and me. Why? Because we do the work of God in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
You might say, yeah, Pastor, how am I going to get my grass mowed? Get the wealth of the Gentiles coming to you, and you see somebody to mow your grass. Your yard will look nice. And they'll be like, yeah. Why? Because the wealth of the Gentiles is in my pocket, and God's blessing is on my life. Yeah. And flow in the ministry that God's given you to do. Just take your initial steps, write it down, write the vision, make it plain. Matter of fact, let's just turn back there for 1 minute.
All
right. Might get two. Habakkuk, chapter 2. Habakkuk, chapter 2. 2:2. Write the vision. Make it plain on tablet. Write it out. Write what you're seeing. Write it down. Make it plain. No notebook. Never show your notebook. That he may run who reads it. Habakkuk 2. Vision is for an appointed time. At the end it will speak, it will not lie. Though it takes, wait for it, but be preparing and speak it. Because it will surely come. It will not take. And then the next verse says, the just shall live by faith. Desire that God put in you. Get it moving in the things of God. Because God has put that desire inside of your heart to get that mission accomplished in Jesus' name. And then send it to us. We'll say out loud what you want to say. And all of us with our faith with us. That's why you have to have a body of believers. You cannot do this on your own. Everybody's got to be connected to a body. Everybody needs an upline that's taking care of, that's making a greater impact in the realm of the Spirit. Dr. Barclay, when he walks into a place carrying an anointing on his life that you ain't ever. When Ann and I walk in a place, we carry an anointing on us. Why? Because we've sat here and done this work faithfully, willingly, and obediently. Everywhere we go, we carry a heavy anointing on us. The same thing is in your life for what you're going to do. And then get busy and take the first step as he tells you what to do. He will lead you. Not by a voice, not by a big sign in the sky. It'll be an inward witness in here. Talk to me. I'll send you some of our previous videos where we talk about this and the moving of the Spirit and hear his voice and pray in prayers. And what will it do? It will help you be established in the things of God. It's already there. I don't have to recreate it. You already have it because it's all of us talking and having fun and communion. All you do is kick that on. Let it play in the house while you're doing whatever, while you're driving down the road. Let it play. Why? So you are reminded of what God has already said to you and me here in this place, in Jesus.
Yeah.
Ready? Let's pray. Receive communion. Father, in the name of Jesus, right here, right now, today, we receive this word that you have spoken to us. Thank you for the simple example of our dear sister Kathy saying, I want to do something for those just like my son. Ready? Has been to teach you.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak to vision. Come to pass and be fulfilled. In the name of Jesus, be fulfilled. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Water wells, Sister Rebecca, across Africa. In the mighty name of Jesus. Water wells wherever she got. In Jesus' name. Established and done. In the name of Jesus. Brother Roger, ministering veterans, post-traumatic stress. Be done in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We declare vision comes to pass now. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, let's receive our communion elements together. Get you some communion elements. Get you some bread. Get you some juice. You might not have juice. Get you some water. Water works. Jesus turned the water into wine. Turn the page. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Hold it. I got to see what's in 10. I said that. For our second sermon today, I'll be teaching, obviously, out of 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Now, this is how we do it around here. I read the verses. We pray for our salvation. But we know you're right with God and we're right. If you've never been born again, now's your chance. And I call you to the kingdom. And then we pray the prayer. 2 minutes of instruction. Receive the elements, and we'll be done. All in 1 hour of faith. In Jesus' mighty name. 1 Corinthians 11:23. I received from the Lord that which I delivered to you, that Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, unleavened bread with a little cheese and salt. When he had given thanks, he broke it, blessed it, and he said, take, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant, my blood. As often as you do this, do it in remembrance of me. And then he said, for as often as you eat, you proclaim the Lord's death, his redemptive work until he comes. Verse 28, let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread, drink the cup. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. Verse 4, verses 17 and 18, God's love perfected him. I've got to go read it. I'm the wrong. Right. Perfect love casts out fear. There you go. Because fear has torment, and those who Those who are, you're not made, that's right. Love has been perfected among us in this. There it is. That we may have boldness today, judgment. Why? Because as he is, so are we in this world. Right now, another one of those now verses. There is no fear in love because God's perfect love casts out fear and torment. It goes to trauma and torment. I bind you now in Jesus' name. Release your grip. Every person within the sound of my voice on this and be made right with God. You'll be reconciled to the Father, and God Almighty will be the resident teacher on the inside of you. Ready? Pray this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John
3:16. When I believe in you,
you
give me everlasting life.
And
I will not perish.
And I thank you for it.
Put your hands out and say, Jesus, I receive you into my life.
Jesus, I receive you into my life.
All of your grace.
All of your
grace. All of
your love.
Your grace.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit. So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly
and
language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Praise in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Welcome to the family of God. Thank you, Kathy, for praying with us.
Yes.
We always welcome consumers to pray that with us out loud because it sounds like a church because it's all over the world. And even though the words are all coming in a different zone, Bill gets his failure at getting all of us to be able to say it at the same time. You think you're something. Well, make our voices all come out right. Now, welcome. Glad you're here. You might say, Pastor, I can tell something happened on the inside. Yeah, I did. What happened? Jesus came. You said, Jesus, come into me. So that's Jesus. All of your grace, mercy, love, and righteousness. You just welcomed that in. I didn't know I was doing that. Well, I did because somehow today you trusted me to lead you in a prayer. I know what to have you say so that you'll go from zero to wide open in God. You in that? So grace, love, mercy, and all of his righteousness just filled you. Wow. Then you said, fill me with your Holy Spirit. This is the same Holy Spirit that's at creation in the world. The same Holy Spirit that inspired this book to be written is now living on the inside as your teacher. All I got to do is get your mind out of religiosity and get into the book of who God Almighty really is, and there will be an unlimited supply of strength, power, dominion, and everything you need in your life every single day. And that's why we're here. You might say, I don't know how to be a Christian. Don't worry about it. Wake up every day. While you're laying there in your bed looking at the ceiling. Not even tape it up on the ceiling, just a piece of paper up there with big bold letters. Father, help me walk with you today. Why? Because that's your answer. First thing in the morning, last thing at night, and every moment in between, because he's now inside you and he's gonna help you walk with you from the inside. We will always be here to help you walk with God. We've got hundreds and hundreds of videos that are great, very simple, open, Bible study process that we do here every single day. And it'll be a blessing to you and help you grow in God. And if you're in this area in Williston area where we are, you're welcome to gather together with us and we will build the body of believers right here.
Amen.
All right? And We will able to be a strength to you. But this is what we know. The same anointing is right here. It's in Kathy Angeloni's house all the way in North Bay, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. All the way in Lansing, Michigan. Brother Dan says he's in Colorado, sir. All the way where he is. Dan's a roving anointing factor because where he goes, anointing fire.
Yep.
It goes there. All of you around the world, 44 nations around the world. It's amazing. And the same anointing here is with you in Jesus' mighty name. Ready? Let's receive our communion elements together. All y'all on mics, pray a lot. It'll be like a triple effect. We'll say it, Leanne will say it, you'll say it, and it'll be like an echo. But it's okay. I don't mind caves. I like talking in. Hello! It's the word of God in 3D. You ready? Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I bless and sanctify these elements.
I bless and sanctify
these times of communion with you, Lord.
This time of communion with you, Lord.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
By
iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace.
The chastisement for my peace.
Is upon you, Lord.
Upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes.
And by your stripes.
I am healed.
I am healed.
Right now. In my spirit, in my soul, in my body.
In my soul, in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
Nothing missing, nothing broken. Every joint in my body.
In my body.
From your body, Lord. In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's receive his body broken.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, that you endured the cross, despising the shame. And you did it all for us, and you called it joy. And now, we lift up the cup of blessing. Pray this with me, by the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation. With you, my Father. By the blood of Jesus. Every sin has been put in remission in my life forever.
By the blood of Jesus, I am a new creation.
All things have passed away, and all things have become new.
And all things have become new.
And I thank you for it. Thank you, Jesus. I come boldly to the throne room of grace. Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony.
I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus. Every plague has to pass over.
Every plague
and cannot be on me or my family. My conscience is purged.
My
robes are made white.
And
I will always be the glorious church.
Glory
without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish. When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Let's receive the blood of Jesus together. Now, remember this. Bob and I are doing. We are taking the word of God, and we're bringing it right into people's home with a very personal touch in their lives. Now, what's that going to do? We're gonna be forced to deal with satellites, internet, cell phones, tablets, computers, air temperatures, humidity levels, storms, electricity, all that stuff. So I've got to say about this as well. Okay, that's all there. But we're going to do this anyways, and we're not going to be freaked out about it. That's the only part of it that we got to help people see. Wait. Well, Pastor, this is perfect. Well, this isn't the studio of perfection. This is, we're taking this word into your home to help you get connected and get answers that you need. And what that turns into is the ability to take this word and decide it all over this earth. So we have a little delay. We're not out of the delay.
No, not at all.
It's going to keep moving. Listen, we might even get to sometimes in our prayer over the communion that I say it, another person says it, another person says it. I'm saying the next line, and the last person, their internet's so slow today that they're saying it, they might be a whole 15, 20 seconds behind us. But you know what? With them, it'll be right on time. So it doesn't matter. Just keep saying it. You might say, yeah, but it doesn't sound right. But it's a prayer of faith, and they will always hear my voice. It'll be right here, right now, today, 1 hour of faith. We're just bit more than an hour from when we actually started. But what have we done? The knowledge of the glory of the Lord will cover this earth as the waters cover the sea. And you know what that means? That means that right now today, we spoke the word of God and his glory came from that word.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus, for that word in our life, in Jesus' mighty name. Now, anybody, now I know Sister Kathy and Sister Rebecca, others, we've been talking about different things, all of us in different places we're doing. I encourage everyone of you, if there's a desire in your heart to do something for God, and you're hearing this, go back and listen to this again as we encourage you to do the work that God's given you to do. There are no caves that can produce that sound.
Yeah.
Write it down. Get your notebook. Go to Walmart. Go to your office supply. Get a notebook. Title that notebook, the Word of God to Me. Then to begin to write it out. Just because you write it out doesn't mean that it has to come to pass today. The vision is for an appointed time. Let God begin to speak to you. Pray and talk to him about it every single day. Add another statement. Date it and add a statement. Date it and add the next statement. Date it and add the next statement. What are you doing? You're building that vision. He's helping you see. And then all of a sudden, something happens. And it all begins to fall exactly like it is.
Love you guys. Have a good day. Yes, it was so good to be with you. Love you all.
Love you guys, too.
There's just too many hungry people in the city of Williston. They got to have their food right now, even on a Sunday. But here we go, blessing the whole city and speaking the name of Jesus all over this city. That's how we do it. And getting paid for it. I like that. Now, the reason I'm saying this to you, because maybe you have had God say things to you, and you felt like, well, you know, that'd be a nice thing to do. Who am I? I encourage you, if that's today, and this is, in fact, I'm going to say it differently. I know today that there's going to be at least 10 people who, what I'm saying right today has inspired you to say, I got to get up and get moving on this. Well, the first place to get up and get moving is to start writing in the notebook. As you write, the Holy Spirit of God will bring up verses. You may not know the reference. As he's speaking to you, write as fast as you can. Write a little portion of the verse he's speaking to you. And then, when he gets done talking to you, it might be a page, two, it could be 10. Then, when that's finished, go back, get your Bible out, get your e-sword out, go to BibleGateway.com. You can just put in the portion of the verse you know, and then go back and flesh it out and put the references in. And it's God speaking to you about what he wants you to do in your life. I encourage you to do this. Now, I've endeavored every day to do that every time you come here. But maybe I haven't said it enough because I'm feeling very inspired right now to give this these words. Most certainly the work of this ministry, you come and are a part of this ministry. But you also have work that you're going to do in your community. Now, I want to say this again. I'm being inspired to say this. If you live in a community that's large enough to have DoorDash, literally, you can get in your car. If you got insurance and a title in your name, and God, you don't have to drive fast. You don't have to drive hard. You don't have to wear your car out. And you'll not only make enough money to be out there, but you'll put some cash in your pocket. All right? And here's the thing. Your city, and as you speak his word over that place, cover the gas and put some cash in your pocket. And here's the revelation. You will literally speak over your whole city. I know not everybody can do that because not every city even has DoorDash. And maybe you don't have a car that has the ability to go do that. But I encourage you, if you do, it's not your new job, but when you have a desire to pray over your city and to see God do something, goodness sakes alive, you get to deliver people's food and put the anointing of God on that food carried up to the house. It'll put you in every neighborhood of the city where you can speak life and life more abundantly. And the work that you're doing, God pays you to do it right on the spot through DoorDash. It's a pretty interesting thing to do. And if you're a pastor that's with us today and you're like, I need a little bit more money in my pocket, but I live in my street, DoorDash is something you can do whenever you do it. Here's why I say this to you. Because God is wanting to reach this whole world. That verse we read at the beginning of today's program says, the earth shall be filled with knowledge of the glory of the Lord. Now, there's going to be a whole bunch of people that are not going to hear it, and they're not going to see it. Would you just do what I'm telling you to do? I'm amazed at who has showed up on the side of a fitness this week. I'm amazed who claim to be powerful Christians in God. What they're having to do now is all of a sudden look at their life and say, ooh, I better not believe that. That's going to take me the wrong way. It's going to take me away from God. God Almighty is speaking on the inside of you. You've got to believe the feminism on the inside. Get it out. God, there's no ism in God. Our God is not an ism. righteousness. Isms are not of them. This is a covenant between God Almighty, our Lord and Savior, our Father. This is a family relationship. This is not an ism. An ism is a doctrine of a man. And you got to make sure you steer clear of it and stand on the right side of that whole issue. Now, if you want to study that, let me grab that verse for you. I think that's Matthew chapter 25. And parable of talents. Maybe it's 24. Well, anyways, hold on. Let me find it. I have to find it for you. I knew it right off the top of my head, but it's okay. It's verses that talk about the sheep and the goats and making a separation. It is Matthew 25. Oh, there it is. The Son of Man will judge nations. It's, I saw the parable of talents and got myself confused. Yeah, that's it. It's Matthew 25, 31 through 46. Matthew 25, 31 through 46. And it says there's a dividing line coming. A line that's going to divide the sheep and the goats. One's on the right, the other's on the left. Everybody's, many people thought that that was going to be after the judgment. No, he's doing it right now. That's why there are a whole bunch of people who don't want to follow God and do his ways, but they still want to go to a building and have a church, and they'll end up being goat gang. There won't be goats. They'll have a false shepherd. It's right here in these verses. Don't be a part of that group. Don't be a part of that group. Know the voice of your shepherd. Stick to it. And don't let nothing take you away, no matter what. No matter what. Don't let anything take you away in Jesus' name. The greatest force of my Christian life that I can say to you that's made me a strong man of God that I am today is I have never left my pastor since I walked through that door. He's been my pastor. God called him my pastor. I called him my pastor. He always will be my pastor, Dr. Mark Northwood. 3 years. Some of you have not been with us for 2 years. You got it, man. You got 2 years. Just make that declaration. This is it. For the rest of my life, I've found my pastor now. I might have all kinds of other spiritual voices that come in your life that you listen to. You're inspired by how they preach, and they're very solid in righteousness, joy, and peace. But you get that stability in your life, and nothing can attack that. It'll be attacked, but nothing has the ability overpower. Sister Sunniser, somehow your comments have all been covered up, but I declare over you and your family, every one of them, from the oldest, you, the youngest, the newest baby born, that they're blessed in the things of God. Speak it over you, Sister Rebecca. May God really bless you and your family in Jesus' mighty name. Every one of you. Another Dan, Sister Gwen, Sister Mary, Pastor Rick, you'll be by later, I know. Phil K. Raymond will be by, Maxine, Gary, and Penn, Brock, Jenny, all y'all that come by. Dave, there's a whole mess of you. I get in trouble because I try saying everybody's names, and I don't know all your names. Brother James Byer, Julian, Bamala, Sister Mary, Francis, Singapore, and my brother's in Pakistan. You know, had to get the words out. Brother Emmanuel in Africa. Bless you. See, they're all over the world. And we thank God for you. And you put something in my hand, I'll speak it in faith to you every single day. And I will. God's will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' mighty name. All right, Sister Kathy, Sister Becky, you got anything else you want to say before we head out?
Have a great day.
Thank you. I received ice cream or no ice cream?
No ice cream. No.
bless you, Kathy.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And you and Matt also. All right, until we see you again, join with me. How I say it together. Until we see you again, remember this. We love you.
We love you.
And God loves you. And Jesus
is the Lord.
See you soon.
Oh, hallelujah.